The two brothers searched every mountain, forest, and riverbank, calling Sita's name aloud, but all in vain, and they did not so much as find a clue anywhere. Baffled and grief-stricken, Ram cried out against the river Godavari, against the gods, and against the five elements. The silence of the rivers and the gods and elements was due to their fear of the powerful Rakshasa king. A herd of deer, however, moving southwards, seemed to indicate to Ram and Lakshman that they too should travel in the same direction. They did so and, after a time, found some flowers scattered on the way. Ram at once recognized the flowers and cried excitedly, "These are the very flowers I gave her. They must have fallen from her hair." His grief and anxiety grew greater, and he sobbed aloud, fearing the worst for Sita. They searched the forest all around the spot where they found the flowers. They noticed the marks of a Rakshasa's big feet and little footprints, which they knew were Sita's. They found some gold beads split from Sita's jewels. Ram cried again, "Look! The Rakshasa has been chasing her like a beast of prey to tear her tender flesh." Then they saw several fragments of a chariot and great clots of blood, as also royal headgear and jewels scattered on the ground. They wondered what these things could mean. Soon they came upon a large bow broken, a flag torn, and armor crushed. A little later they saw the dead bodies of a charioteer and of mules. It was clear that a vehement battle had been fought on that spot. Ram groaned. "Oh, two powerful Rakshasas must have struggled here, each claiming the sole right to eat Sita." Conjecturing and lamenting in this way, Ram went on. "Virtue could not save Sita. No god came to her rescue. It will be right to destroy this wicked world." Ram was beside himself and talked wildly. Lakshman did his best to calm the distracted Ram and said, "Great sorrow unbalances all minds, even the strongest. Else, why should you thus lose self-control? Why should you hate and curse the whole world for the evil deed of one person? How often have you, my brother, calmed my anger and led me on the right path? But now a great grief has upset your mind, and it is the turn of the younger brother to give courage and counsel and patience to the elder and restore him to his natural heroism. Let us find out who our enemy is, and then deal with him." With such loving words, Lakshman sought to give courage and consolation, and both of them walked on. They had not proceeded far when they saw Jatayu, bloody and mutilated, unrecognizable, lying on the ground. At first, Ram thought it was some Rakshasa disguising himself to deceive them, and wild with anger cried, "Look, there is the Rakshasa who has eaten Sita," and rushed towards him, bow in hand. Then, raising his ruffled and gory head with great pain, Jatayu spoke in a feeble voice that was struggling against death.
"Do not kill me, dear Ram, for I have but a few moments more to live. The dear princess you are searching for has been carried off by Ravan, and he could do so only by first robbing me of my life." Seeing Sita in his fleeing chariot in the air, I intercepted it. I gave him battle. Down his bow, smashed his chariot, killed his charioteer. The marks of my last great fight you can see all around this place. I did my best. Oh, I wish it were better for your sake. At last, as I was still waging a hopeless combat, age against youth, beak and talons against keen weapons of steel, he cut my wings and legs. And as I fell, wounded to death, he lifted Sita and flew with her into the sky in a southern direction. Though racked with the pangs of death, I have clung to life for love of you, to tell you what I know. Now that I have done this, O Ram, bless me and let me die.
Tears flowed from Ram's eyes as he listened to Jatayu's tale. He flung aside his bow and embraced the bird. The prince's sorrow knew no bounds. They lamented loudly, rolling on the ground.
I am the most unhappy man alive, Lakshman. Giving up the kingdom, I came to the forest, and here I have lost my Sita. This Jatayu, who was like a second father to us, has laid down his life for my sake. Why, if I fell into a fire, I fear my bad luck would even put the fire out. If I fell into an ocean, I fear it would dry it up. What a terrible sinner I am, Lakshman. Who knows, one day I might lose you too.
Embracing Jatayu, he said,
Oh, my father, did you really see Sita?
But Jatayu lay speechless on the ground. After a few moments, Jatayu spoke again in a low voice.
Be not afraid, Ram. You will surely find Sita. No harm will come to her. Regaining the treasure you have lost, you will greatly rejoice.
With these words, he spat out blood and gave up his life. Lakshman, gather some dry wood, and I shall light the fire. We could not perform our father's funeral ceremony, so let us do it for this father, who gave up his life for us. The princes chanted holy invocations as they poured water for the departed spirit. O King of the birds, may you enjoy all the bliss of the devotees who have performed great penance. May you enjoy the bliss of those who have made great gifts of land. May you enjoy the bliss of those who fight heroically in the field of battle. May the bliss of all good people be yours. After the ceremony, Ram appeared steadier and stronger in mind.